market.
United Gold's 2011 Investors Kit explains the advantages of buying gold direct and wholesale, and it's yours absolutely free. Call today and be sure to ask us about our best price guarantee program. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 800-222-1901. 800-222-1901. 1-800-222-1901.
Was Dave saying the other day that they've got the name for the new James Bond film?
Do they? I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Did he mention that on air?
He mentioned it, and it didn't seem to make a... It didn't sound all that Bondy.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, where it's just kind of cryptic and Quantum of Solace-y, you know?
Yeah, it just didn't make a whole lot of... something like the Rubber Tree Plant.
Be a terrible choice.
That doesn't sound like a James Bond movie.
Wow. I don't remember hearing about that.
The Old Brown Shoe.
Yeah.
You know, just like, that's odd.
Okay.
Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor of the River City Reader, is here, and his appearance is brought to you by Rave Motion Pictures, Davenport, 18 on 53rd. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes, all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks. And, of course, they also have the IMAX, don't they?
They do.
We will get to some of the stuff that is coming out, but before we do that, why don't we revisit what you saw? And for the life of me, I don't remember what
last weekend was 80s weekend. That's where we saw Footloose and The Thing back-to-back.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So the Footloose.
Footloose.
It seems to me to be an unnecessary remake.
Yeah, but they're all unnecessary. You know.
That's true.
Yeah, but this one you just really has a why quotient to it. It's like, why? It wasn't that great the first time around.
Who's in this?
This one has a...
I have to admit that I never saw the original.
This guy's... This one's a dancer.
Never interested.
Yeah, his name's Kenny Warmald, I believe.
Okay.
I think he did backup dance on Justin Timberlake tours and stuff.
Okay.
Really charisma free. Just absolutely,
is that right?
Just a blank space where
a
performer
Bacon,
should be. No Kevin Bacon. No,
yeah.
No Francis Bacon.
They're not going to be doing the 6 or 7 degrees of separation of this guy, huh? Anytime soon.
You're screwed.
You're
really
done.
If it's compare him to Kevin Bacon, you got no one. There's no connection there at all. He's just bland.
Flat,
well, the problem is the movie, it doesn't fix anything that was kind of wrong with it the first time, which is that the story is still stupid. You know, the town that bans dancing.
Yeah.
You know, it's over-edited so that you can't really watch, you don't really see any great dancing. You see little clips, little fast flashes of good dancing, but not like a whole number or anything. And it's just, it takes itself too damn seriously. It's like, it's about a town that bans dancing.
Right.
This is silly.
I wonder if the reason they made this was because of the success of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, probably. Or the fact that we just remake everything now.
Well,
that's what we do.
I know everything gets remade, but I wonder if that's the reason this one got moved up. And
maybe.
Know, this is why...
Yeah, quite possible. But then you
say you don't see any dancing, really.
No, not really, but the same way you did in the first one. It's like, okay, I see dancing for a second and a half, and now we have a different shot in it for a second and a half. It's the weirdest movie, though. It opens with it opens just like the first one with them singing Footloose on the opening soundtrack, but it's shown with all the kids in high school are dancing to Footloose and singing the words along with it.
Yeah.
And you're going... So in this alternate universe, Footloose the song exists, but obviously not Footloose the movie exists, because it would be about a town that bans dancing, and that's what's about to happen in this movie. So it kind of throws you for a loop right there.
Now, do they do the scene where they're standing between the two vehicles and that sort of thing?
Oh, the little playing chicken scene?
Yeah, playing chicken thing.
They in this one, instead, it's a bunch of hopped-up school buses that race around a track and like bash into each other and stuff.
Okay.
So little differences there. But it's the same movie. It's just not as good as the first one.
Does Kenny Loggins make any sort of cameo?
Just in that opening credits thing. No, there's not cameo by anybody.
So he just kind of walks by and rolls his eyes.
That'd be great. Lithgow shows up and goes, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You know, that would be fun. But...
Or Lithgow dressed up as the woman from Garp.
That'd be outstanding. Uh-huh. Diane Wiest could have showed up. Yeah, yeah, whatever. That would have been nice.
Just to make it fun.
Yeah, it's too bad.
So
it's not good. And
The Thing is...
The Thing is fine.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all. I mean, it's pretty well done. It's well acted and stuff. The biggest problem, you've seen the original, or at least the John Carpenter version.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah, but does it stick in your memory a little bit? I mean, there's stuff in that that are...
I remember liking it.
Yeah, I mean, like when that head disconnects itself from the body and then grows legs and crawls on it. What sucks now is that CGI makes everything so possible.
Anything is possible.
But it doesn't look real. It looks like animation. It looks like CGI. And so compared to like the first one where they're using animatronics and you can tell that they're in the room with Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
So now it's just a whole bunch of splatter. It's a whole bunch of CGI effects. And yeah, you just kind of yawn at the end of the day.
Technology spoils it then.
Yeah, absolutely it did. It's completely fine and, again, unnecessary and not as good as
the original. Go rent the other one.
Yeah.
Go rent the other one.
And the last thing I saw was this thing called The Big Year, which is about birdwatching.
This is supposed to be some sort of understated gem. Some sort of comedic.
It's understated.
Gem. Too understated?
It's a sleepy little movie.
Is it?
It's a 2 p.m. rainy day.
Yeah.
I don't even want to watch this, but I want to sleep well. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got three guys that have a history of being over the top performers.
Yeah.
And they're not, huh?
They're not at all. Jack Black, and they're all very sweet. Jack Black, Steve Martin, Owen Wilson, they're all very nice and kind. And Owen Wilson plays a bit of a D-bag, but it was just in a sweet way.
Yeah.
And everything's just so mild and gentle that I want to just slap the hell out of it. It's like, come on, wake up. Yeah. Tell us a joke. Have some energy in this thing. It's got a great cast, and nobody gets to do anything. It's just a bummer. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Bummer
I mean,
fest.
Some people really, really like it, but they like it and they probably like it for the right reasons, because it's a movie that has no swearing, and there's no nudity, and there's no surprise. You know, you go in expecting, comfort and relaxation, and that's just what you get.
Are people liking this because those three have such a restrained performance?
Maybe it's for people who don't like Jack Black and Steve Martin and Owen Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that.
It'll make those people go, oh, I never thought they had that in, and it's like, no, we didn't want them to have that in them.
Uh-huh.
It was a bad weekend.
Yeah, just not the
best. I struck out on all three.
Okay. Well,
it's too bad.
It doesn't look like this weekend necessarily is going to be all that much better.
Yeah.
We have what?
Well, the one I'm looking forward to actually is Paranormal Activity 3,
right,
just because the preview is pretty good and the advance word's pretty good.
Okay, so the first one you liked and one you didn't, right?
I loved the first one.
You liked the
Loved
first one?
Loved it. Yeah, I thought it was great. Really good, simple. And the second one was just, it was all right, but just kind of irritating.
Now, the third one, the premise is that there is a little visitor.
Yeah, we go back, I guess, to when the lead from the first one was a little kid with her sister, and somebody's got an imaginary friend like Danny and in The Shining, named Toby, I guess, in this one,
and he's causing
some problems.
Causing some trouble.
Yeah.
So you're looking forward to this.
I got to admit, because at the end of the day, it's what it's not going to do. It's not going to be like Saw. It's not going to be like, here's Viscera and who cares,
they've got the camera set up.
We got camera setups,
and they're gonna go at it again.
Apparently there's a camera setup that's set on an oscillating fan in this one, so it kind of moves in a 360 degree around the room real slowly.
I hope it's slow.
Because could you imagine
if it's 90 minutes if it's 90 minutes on high?
That would suck. That would be terrible.
Take that. We took your money. Take that.
That would be awful.
Here's a movie like nothing you've ever seen in your life. It's going to make you vomit. Once in a split, every split second, you see something. You don't know what you're seeing.
just bright, shiny lights at the end of the day. Just, passing out.
Everyone's just throwing up their popcorn. That's funny.
That sounds fun.
Three Musketeers is getting remade for the 100th time.
Wow. Who needs it?
Yeah.
Who needs it? You seen the previews for that thing? It looks like every expensive blockbuster you never wanted to see in your life.
Right.
You know? Just loud and
seems like spending a lot of money
for no reason.
Yeah.
Come on, how many of these do we need?
Well, we do have a clip, so let's listen to this. This is opening today, The Three Musketeers. They're just calling it The Three Musketeers, right?
Sure.
Are they calling it anything? Is there a subtitle?
Like Curse of the Black, blah, blah.
Right? Nothing, right?
No, just The Three Musketeers.
The Curse of the Rubber Tree Plant. Nothing like that?
No.
All right, The Three Musketeers.
Well, well, well. Look at what the cat dragged in.
What? No last words, no insults? Pleas for mercy or...
What time is it?
About 2 o'clock, I'd say. Why?
Look out of the window. They weren't the decoys. I was.
There you have it. Now, who's in this?
You know, I don't know. Let's take a peek here. It looks like Ray Stevenson, Matthew McFadyen, you know, people who do fine work in supporting roles in British costume dramas that you don't want to watch either.
I thought you were going to say Ray Stevens. I'm like, what?
That would be great.
Ray Stevens is in this?
See, that I'd pay to see, you know, or just hear him sing on the soundtrack would be fine.
Yeah, Ray Stevens is running around naked. all right, and then we've got Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah, Johnny returning. English.
He's back again. Now, how many
he shows up every few years.
Is this like the third one they've done, or?
I don't know. At least this. Well, I mean, it's obviously at least the second, but I don't know if there's been others.
Was it just the one?
Yeah, and it's weird because those things never make any money in the U.S., but we get them all the time because they make so much money overseas.
Yeah, but I mean, hasn't it been 10 years or so?
Johnny English. It's certainly been at least 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I want to say, I really don't know, but it's got to be like 2004-5, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your take on his stuff?
I don't like him. I want to like Rowan Atkinson because he's certainly gifted. Mm-hmm. I get what he does.
Yeah.
But man,
there's just
Mr. Bean, for instance, works for about 2.5 minutes, and it's like, and then I'm fine with him.
Right.
But 90? Wow. That's a second banana who should stay one.
Right.
I think.
So he needs to be more of. Just a bit player.
Yeah, just pop up every once in a while.
Like
and
in
make
Love
us
Actually,
happy.
When he's the guy behind the counter.
Lovely.
Where he's just kind of, he's an odd little
duck. He's a strange little man.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch
the strange
little man for 90 minutes.
Right.
I just don't.
The strange little man for 2 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Even if he wants to be in the movie and show up 3 different times.
Yeah.
For 2 minutes.
I can handle him as Johnny English better than Mr. Bean for that long a period. Because at least he gets to speak.
At least he talks.
Yeah.
Well, let's see exactly how much he talks.
Yeah.
This is a clip from, what's the name of it?
Johnny English Reborn.
There you go.
There we are.
You've been away for some time, English. MI7 has come a long way since then. The guns, the fast cars, and the chauvinism are all on their way out. Frankly, I didn't want to see you back. You are everything I came into this service to change. But my hands are tied. And there are times when one has to go through. We have a situation.
Indeed.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
he doesn't speak much more.
He doesn't do a whole lot of talking.
No, but it sounds like he's lighting fire to a cat. So there's that, I guess.
For us dog people, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that works. So that one, and then there's one other thing
called The Mighty Max, which is about how you know this one actually better than I do. This is about a female basketball team in the 70s.
I think that's what it is. I think the idea is this is the. I think this might be
like a Catholic school.
This might be like the first Catholic. This is the first school to win the women's national championship.
They really are scraping for the underdog.
Yeah, I don't
heroic
know
this, stories, this, aren't they? I mean, it sounds great. I mean, it sounds like an important story. But
I don't know if it's,
wow,
if it's,
how
if
do we find that?
If it's basically female Hoosiers or what it's supposed
okay,
to be.
Okay, that would
know.
Be fine.
Yeah,
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, that might be your saving grace this weekend.
Rated G. Interesting.
Oh, okay,
which isn't a bad thing necessarily.
Yeah,
but it is kind of interesting. It's like wow,
right?
G. I mean. For humans in a G-rated movie is an odd thing.
G with two E's.
It's a G movie,
G.
Right?
Huh. Okay. Well, we'll see how that goes.
Absolutely.
And we'll catch up next week, and we'll find out exactly how that all goes. Again,
sounds good.
Thanks, Mike. Mike,
a pleasure, buddy.
The River City Reader, and its appearance is brought to you by Ray of Motion Pictures. And we have a 4-pack of tickets to give away right now. We'll open up the rock lines at 326 Rock 326 1049.